The echoes from the blessed life. When grace evolved, a path so divine. Prophet's best life, a treasure of time. Prophet's best life, a treasure of time. The echoes from the blessed life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. In this program, we've talked about the events that took place prior to the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Makkatul Mukarrama, life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara, then the blessed migration. In our last episode, we talked about the blessed appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today, inshallah al-kareem, we'll be talking about the blessed character of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But before we proceed any further, let's listen to the blessing of reciting durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, "Whoever wishes that Allah Almighty is pleased with him when he is presented in his court should recite durood upon me in abundance." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now let's listen to the blessed verses of the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Laqad kana lakum fi rasulillahi uswatun hasanah. في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا ولما رأى الأحزاب قالوا هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله وصدق الله ورسوله وما زادهم إلا إيمانا وتسليما
Subhanallah, mashallah. Now let's listen to the translation of Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, for you, following the Messenger of Allah is best for the one who has hope in Allah and the Last Day and remembers Allah in abundance. And when the Muslims saw the armies of disbelievers, they said, "This is that which Allah and His Messenger promised us. Allah and His Messenger have spoken the truth, and it did not increase anything for them, i.e. the Muslims, but faith and being pleased with the contentment of Allah." Now let's listen to the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله دم اضطراب مجھ کو جو خیال یار آئے دم اضطراب مجھ کو قرار آئے میرے دل یہ کریم ہے وہ سرور کہ لکھا ہوا ہے در پر، یہ کریم ہے وہ سرور کہ لکھا ہوا ہے در پر، جسے لینے ہو دو عالم دوار آئے، جس لے نے ہو دو عالم وہ امید دوار آئے، نہ حبیب سے محب کا کہیں ایسا پیار دیکھا، نہ حبیب سے محب کا کہیں ایسا پیار دیکھا، وہ بنے خدا کا پیارا تمہیں جس پہ پیار آئے، وہ بنے خدا کا پیارا تمہیں جس پہ پیار آئے، تیرے صد تیرے صدقے تیرا صدقہ ہے وہ شاندار صدقہ، وہ وقار لے کے جائے جو ذلیل و خوار آئے، وہ وقار لے کے جائے جو ذلیل و خوار آئے، حسن کا نام لے کے تو پکار دیکھ غم میں، حسن کا نام لے کے تو پکار دیکھ غم میں، کہ یہ وہ پسے انتظار آئے، یہ وہ نہیں جو غافل پسے انتظار آئے، دمِ اضطراب مجھ کو جو خیال یار آئے.
سبحان اللہ، ماشاء اللہ، ماشاء اللہ. Of course, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a matchless messenger. And when we talk about the character of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what were the blessed habits and manners of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was outstanding, incomparable, not only in his blessed appearance, as we learned in our last episode, but our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also outstanding and incomparable in his blessed character.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would help the weak. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not only be soft-hearted and kind to his own people, but even to his enemies. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was humble and would not become angry nor take revenge for his own personal sake. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit the sick and comfort
sad people. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would treat people equally, whether they were rich or poor. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would accept the invitation of all. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked to do his work with his own blessed hands.
SubhanAllah.
He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most just and most chaste in the entire universe. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would converse in a clear and dignified manner. There was so much fluency and beauty in his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed speech that if someone wanted, they could count the sentences. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very modest. Even his enemies would praise his trustworthiness and truthfulness. His manners were so excellent that Allah Almighty has Himself said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And O beloved, your excellent character is undoubtedly a superb standard.
SubhanAllah. In this day and age, if someone hurts us, we are not satisfied or we're not comforted unless and until we take revenge. What was the character of Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam like? Did Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, did he take revenge?
Allahu Akbar. Our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent by Allah Almighty as a mercy to all worlds.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not take revenge. Rather, he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would be merciful and he would forgive even his enemies.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this quality of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran as well, right?
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. There are many such events relating to this forgiving nature of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah, we will learn about some of those events. Sayyidina Zayd bin Sa'na radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who before embracing Islam was a Jewish scholar, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that except for two signs of prophethood, I had seen all other signs attesting to the prophethood of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are only two signs that remained, and I had to put those two signs to the test. One of those two signs was that his forbearance overcomes his anger.
Allahu Akbar.
And the other sign, that extreme ignorance only increases him in forbearance.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
So to test out these two signs, Sayyidina Zayd bin Sa'na radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I purchased an amount of dates from the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that were to be delivered at a later date. I paid for the dates, I paid for them in advance. There were still one or two dates till the delivery date that I went to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I pulled him sallallahu alayhi wasallam by his shirt and cloak, and with a stern look on my face said in an exceedingly harsh tone, O Muhammad, will you not give me my right? By Allah, it has become the habit of the children of Abdul Muttalib to delay in fulfilling the rights of people and putting off debts. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu witnessed this, and he radiallahu ta'ala anhu became infuriated. He glared at Zayd and shouted, O enemy of Allah, how dare you speak to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in such a manner? By Allah Almighty, had the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's respect not stopped me, I would have definitely struck your neck with this sword of mine.
Allahu Akbar. Such a respect of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
Such love for the respect of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they could not even bear to hear someone disrespecting the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam using a harsh tone towards the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi
wasallam. to the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When Prophet alayhi sallallahu ta'ala, there's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam which talks about, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس يجمعين. So they loved Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam dearly, more than anything else, more than their life too.
Exactly. They knew that only after we love the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than everything, even our own lives, only then will our iman be complete. SubhanAllah. Now, this whole time, our beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was looking at Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu calmly and with a smile on his blessed face. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Umar, what are you saying? He and I are more in need of something else from you. You should have encouraged me to fulfill his right and advised him of how to ask for his right in a kind manner. Instead of reacting the way you did, this would have benefited us both.
And that's what Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu
ta'ala. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Despite everything that, you know,
harsh behavior, the rude behavior,
Allahu Akbar. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then instructed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to give Zayd his measure of dates as well as a little extra. Zayd bin Sana radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, why did you give me more than my due share of dates? To which he radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed me to give you more than your rightful share for the consolation of your heart,
subhanallah,
as a recompense of the stern look I had given you.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Zayd then asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu if he recognized who he was, to which Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, no, who are you? He replied, I am Zayd bin Sa'na. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately recognized him as the Jewish scholar and asked why he had disrespected the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in such a way. Zayd bin Sa'na replied, O Umar, to tell you the truth, I have come to recognize all of the signs of prophethood in the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, except for two. One, that his forbearance dominates his anger. And the second, that his forbearance increases in the face of increased ignorance. I tested him by asking for the dates before they were due. And I have now witnessed all the signs of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam within him, and declare that indeed he is a true prophet of Allah Almighty. O Umar, I am a very affluent, wealthy man. Bear witness that I have given half of my wealth as charity for the Muslim Ummah.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. This ties back to our first episode where we talked about the dhikr or the attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were mentioned in the previous scriptures. And so, you know, Zayd bin Sa'na radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who later on accepted Islam, who became a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is actually mentioning it, that I knew all the qualities were in him, and I was told these two qualities as well, and wanted to test it that.
SubhanAllah. And alhamdulillah, Sayyidina Zayd bin Sa'na radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after this whole incident, read the kalima and entered the fold of Islam.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. With an amazing mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That an ignorant person who comes in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam sees him with iman and accepts iman and becomes a sahabi, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
SubhanAllah. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, we were with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Zat al-Riqah. We stopped under a tree for shade and left it for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to rest under. An idol worshipper approached the tree where the sword of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was hanging. The man took hold of the sword, unsheathed it and said, "Do you fear me?" Awoken, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "No." The man further asked, "Who will protect you from me?" The man said, "Who will protect you from me?" The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "Allah."
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah.
The sword immediately fell from his hand, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam took the sword and asked, "Who now will protect you from me?" The polytheist, the idol worshipper, he said, "Be the best of those who hold the sword. Forgive me," meaning forgive me. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then asked, "Will you bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and that I am the messenger of Allah?" The idol worshipper, the polytheist, he replied, "No, but I will make a pact with you that I will never fight you, nor be with the people who fight you." So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam let him go on his way. The man then proceeded to his companions and said, "I have come to you from the best of people."
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Now look at this. Despite the fact that he had bad intentions when he had the sword in his hand, he had the intention of harming Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the tables turned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam forgave him. Another example of the forgiving nature of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is during the conquest of Mecca. Now, this was a time when the Kuffar of Mecca, the people of the Quraysh, they all feared for their lives. They all assumed that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would take revenge for all of the hardships, all of the difficulties that the Muslims faced at the hands of the people of Quraysh.
And they left no stone unturned to harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Now that was a day when they all thought to themselves that today is the day that we will pay for the crimes we had committed in the past. And there was nothing they could do about it either. They had no force, no army, nothing to protect them on that day. But if we look back at history, we'll look back at how the events unfolded on that day during the conquest of the blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, you'll see that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam forgave all of them.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "There is no reproach against you today. Go, for you are all free."
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And indeed, those are the blessed words that leave an everlasting imprint on the hearts of the people.
Subhanallah,
subhanallah. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was perfect in all of the aspect of his life, his characters, whatever you name it. Are there any incidents about the intellect of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam?
Subhanallah. There are in fact many events from which we see the perfect, the great intellect which Allah Almighty granted his most beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we'll just listen to one narration which kind of sums it all up and explains just how great the intellect of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbi rahmatullahi alayhi states, "I read 71 scriptures from the previous revelations and deduced from all of them that Allah Almighty did not give to any of humanity from the world's beginning to its end intellect comparable to that of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's intellect, except as a single grain of sand compared to all the sand in the world. And I deduce from them that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the most intelligent and the soundest in judgment of all humanity.
SubhanAllah. So there are trillions of people that have come or will come till the day of judgment. And all of their intelligence is compared to one grain of sand, whereas the intelligence of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the deserts of the world.
Exactly. And not just one desert, but all of the... And this is just an example.
Exactly.
Even this, no one can say for sure. Only Allah knows how great the intelligence, the intellect of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually is.
And being... We are limited. That's why we cannot understand. That's why we cannot comprehend. That's why they gave us these examples. Our pious predecessors gave us these examples for us to comprehend. What are some other qualities of the blessed character that we can learn from and adopt as well in this day and age?
Alhamdulillah. Every quality of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is an example for us to follow. And if we follow the example set by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then we would lead a successful life in this world, and inshallah, a blessed life in the hereafter as well.
Inshallah, Kareem.
The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam possessed unparalleled, perfect humility. Allah Almighty granted the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam the choice of leading a king's life,
subhanallah,
or the life of a bondman. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam chose the life of a bondman. Seeing his humility, Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is because of this humbleness that Allah Almighty has granted you such a lofty station that you are the most superior of the children of Adam alayhi salam.
SubhanAllah.
And it is for this reason that you shall be the first to rise from the grave and the first to intercede on the day of judgment.
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah.
Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, at times our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make his attendant sit with him on the ride. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was invited to a meal of barley bread and old oil, and he sallallahu alayhi wasallam accepted the invitation. Just imagine the humility of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would visit the sick, especially those among the destitute, and he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would sit with the poor and humbly mix and interact with the companions of alayhim wa ridwan.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would do household chores and also help his servants in doing them. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam would also sit and eat with them. Another example of the humility of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that when our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered the blessed city of Makkah tul Mukarramah on the day of the conquest of Makkah, and with a large Muslim army as the conqueror of Makkah, but despite all of this, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed head was bowed while sitting on his ride, on his mount, out of humility before Allah Almighty.
SubhanAllah.
Generally, if you look at the conquerors of the past, conquerors who conquered different parts of the world, after conquering a place, they would walk with their head held up high, with their chest out, due to pride or arrogance. But our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, despite being the leader of all the prophets, the best of creation, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on such a great day, on the day of the conquest of the blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam has his blessed head bowed in humility in front of Allah Almighty. Now, another beautiful characteristic, a beautiful quality of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the modesty of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was more shy than an unmarried young girl in her private quarter.
SubhanAllah.
Every action of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was free from any immodesty. In one instance, Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha explained the character of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in one sentence.
SubhanAllah.
She radiyallahu ta'ala anha stated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed character was an embodiment of the Holy Quran. SubhanAllah.
An amazing use of words. Three words that makes a statement and describes, mashallah, like the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
The unmatched, the unparalleled, the greatest. Subhanallah.
And she had that tarbiyat, the training from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah.
Another beautiful quality of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abil Hamsa radiyallahu ta'ala, who relates that before the proclamation of prophethood, I entered into a transaction with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and as there was still something due to him, I promised him that I would bring it to him sallallahu alayhi wasallam at his place, but I forgot. When I remembered 3 days later, I went to that place and found the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam waiting at that spot.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
SubhanAllah.
That's like a fulfillment of a promise that Prophet ﷺ made to a person. SubhanAllah.
Sayyidina Rabi bin Khuthaym radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, it was agreed by all the Meccans that the beloved Prophet ﷺ was the most trustworthy and the most just person. And it is for this reason that even before the proclamation of prophethood, the Meccans, they would present their disputes to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they would wholeheartedly accept his decision by saying, this is the judgment of Al-Amin.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. And not only they would respect the decision, but they always kept their belonging with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, their trust with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
And this, a law of the people who had not even accepted Islam. They could have possibly even been against Islam. But still, they knew that if we're going to trust our belongings with anyone, it will be with Al-Amin, the trustworthy, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, when the heat of battle intensified and when the two parties met in combat, we would seek protection behind the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there would be no one closer to the enemy than the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi. SubhanAllah. In another narration, it has been narrated that the bravest man amongst us would be the one closest to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
As he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be the closest to the enemy.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala who states, I have never seen anyone more courageous, strong, magnanimous, and beloved than the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala who and other companions relate that during the Battle of Hunain, 12,000 Muslim soldiers were forced to retreat by an assault launched by the Kuffar. Even then, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam remained absolutely steadfast. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam was mounted upon his white mule, while Sayyidina Abu Sufyan ibn al-Haris radiallahu ta'ala anhu held the reins. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam proceeded on his own through the ranks of the disbelievers while proclaiming, I am the Prophet, this is no lie. I am the son of Abdul Muttalib. On that day, no one witnessed anyone more courageous than the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another unique quality of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another blessed characteristic, is that on the day of the trench, the companions of alayhim ridwan, they came across a big solid rock which could not be moved. They went to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and informed him of this. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went down the trench and struck the rock with a shovel. With one strike, the rock was shattered into powder.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam destroyed that boulder, that rock, with the swing of the shovel.
Jisko bare do alam ki parwa nahi. Aise bazu ki quwwat pe lakhon salam.
Subhanallah. There are other narrations in this regard as well. According to this narration, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned that boulder, turned that rock into a heap of sand with a single blow.
Subhanallah. As human being, we interact with people. We talk to other people. We talk to other Muslim brothers. We converse. What were the manners of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam when he spoke to his sahaba ikram, when he spoke to other people?
Subhanallah, as I'm sure you can imagine, just as every other aspect from the blessed life of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is matchless, is similarly, the interactions of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are also matchless and unique. In this regard, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that I remained in the service of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a period of 10 years. And never once did he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say uff to me. Neither did he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reprimand me. Nor did he say to anything that I left, why did you leave it? Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that there was no one more principled and better in companionship and manners with family or friends than the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever anyone called him, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would answer by saying, Labbaik, I am present.
Blessed habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we can all adopt.
Subhanallah, yes. This is a sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidina Jarid bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates, since the time I embraced Islam, never once did the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refuse to sit with me. Whenever he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw me, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always smile.
Subhanallah. So smiling, not laughing out loud, smiling, tabassum, where we only see the teeth, is the blessed sunnah
of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be the first to give the greeting whenever he met someone. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the first to shake hands with his companions alayhim wa ridwan.
Subhanallah.
Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam honored whoever came to him. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spread out his shawl for the visitor and offer him the cushion that he was sitting on, preferring the other person over himself. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would persist in making the person comfortable, even if that person declined. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his companions praiseworthy kunyas and called them by the best of their names in order to honor them.
Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, no, his name is not Abu Huraira, but he became popular because this kunya was
day,
given.
A lot of people don't even know what the actual name of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is, famously known as Abu Huraira. And once the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would bless the Sahaba alayhim ridwan with a kunya, they would love that more than they love their own names.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that in the morning the servants of Madinatul Munawwara would bring the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam their vessels of water, when he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was praying for him to bless, for barakat, as tabarruk. Whenever he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was brought a vessel, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would dip his blessed hand into the vessel, even though the mornings were cold.
SubhanAllah.
And they sought blessings, they sought barakat through this. Now, the beloved Prophet ﷺ would bless them despite the fact that it would be cold, the water would probably be cold, but yet Rasulullah ﷺ was a mercy to all the worlds, is a mercy to all the worlds.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
Our beloved Prophet ﷺ would speak with children, instilling happiness within their hearts. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam would tend to the needs of his neighbors and would treat them with the best of manners, filled with love, compassion, selflessness, and benevolence. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam formed such an ideal society that if the world today adopted the social practices of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, peace and harmony would spread everywhere. There would be no wars, there would be no enmities, no hatred. Everyone would be happy with each other. If only, we adopted the example set by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Islam is a religion of peace. I mean, just look at the fact that when we meet with another Muslim brother, we say assalamu alaikum. We greet with the peace, with the dua of peace as well. And when we depart, we say again, and we say, may Allah protect you. So this is what Islam is all about. It's all about peace, tranquility, love. Alhamdulillah.
May Allah Almighty grant us all the ability to try our utmost to follow the example of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My viewers of Madani channel, it is stated that the person who has good manners succeeds in both this world and the hereafter, whereas the one who is ill-mannered is not liked by anyone. He is considered bad in the world and disgraced could be destined for him in the hereafter. Today we learned about a lot of qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we can adopt in our daily lives. So then Imam Ghazali, narrating the signs of good character, so then Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, the embodiment of good character is that a person who is the most modest, does not harm anyone, performs righteous deeds, speaks the truth, speaks little, is habitual of practicing good deeds, prevents himself from mistakes as much as possible, avoid useless speech, is righteous, dignified, tolerant, content with the will of Allah Almighty, thankful, soft-hearted, of pure character, and affectionate. He should not be one who curses, swears, backbites, is hasty, bears malice, stingy, and jealous. Rather, he should be cheerful, and he should love and hate only for the sake of Allah Almighty, and be pleased and displeased with someone only for the sake of Allah Almighty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, the ability to adopt the blessed habits of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in our daily lives. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The echoes from the blessed life, when grace evolved a path so divine, the Prophet's best life, a treasure of time. Prophet's best life, a treasure of time. The echoes from the